Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. So we're talking with Jo, who is, like a lot of people who have weight issues, that she's a pro at losing weight. Not so good at keeping it off. And the problem about that cycle, Jo, is that, you know, that it gets old. I mean, the first time you lose 60 pounds, you think, wow, this is fantastic. And then people go, wow, Jo, you look great. And then what happens is a couple of things. First of all, life. And so that it slowly begins to be whatever it is that eating for you. And, you know, eating is one of those behaviors. And you can certainly stop smoking and stop drinking without any negative ramifications whatsoever. I mean, in other words, you'll get healthy. You can't actually stop eating because you'll die. So eating is one of those complicated behaviors that you really have to moderate as opposed to eliminate. And that creates its own particular set of problems. So you get a huge amount of reinforcement for losing the weight. Feel good, look good. Everybody gives you a huge amount of feedback. And then whatever it is that caused you to emotionally eat comes back. So that's the first place to start of why you eat. And you've given some big clue to it. I don't know if over the break you had this kind of little light bulb that went over your head. But you mentioned that how old were you when your mom lost all the weight?
Probably about 14, 15. Yeah. I'm 37 now. Because, okay. Yeah, she lost weight. It's been off about 20 years now.
Okay. So, I mean, think about that. Think about it. 14, how impressionable you are. You're just sort of getting into your own sexuality. And when you said your father was not pleased about it, how did he show his displeasure?
Well, he would try to cook more food and bring in treats. And, you know, he made it kind of difficult for her and she fought through it, though.
And what did she say? Are they still together?
They are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But think about
it. He's fine with it now.
Okay. And I mean, I don't know how sophisticated you were at 14 to understand what the dynamics were of their marriage. But obviously, it's hard to know, and maybe you know, I certainly don't, whether he was undermining her because he was afraid other men would pay attention to her, or that she was getting ready to leave him, or he just liked her heavier. In some ways, it doesn't make any difference because all three are really a statement that says, my feelings about how I want you to look are more important than your feelings about how you look.
Exactly.
So think about the message that sends to a 14-year-old Jo. That would be you.
Right.
Which is that my weight is really not my own, that it's a complicated issue that any man in my life is going to have some say over it. And that's certainly a complication and something that may be worth looking at.
Oh, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't want to be one of those women that I don't have nothing against the full figure campaigns out where be comfortable with yourself. I do understand being comfortable with yourself, but I want to be healthier. But, you
right.
know, the thing that I thought about the most that you said is that when I was telling you about the journal and the self-sabotage, what I want to know, what the last question I would ask you is when I go over my books to look at things, because when I go into my books, I'm trying to analyze my behavior. I'm assuming mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing. What mm-hmm. am I supposed to look for? When you're going into your journal mm-hmm. to look at your past behaviors, what do you look for?
Okay. Well, you look at things that you look for patterns, number one.
Okay.
That, you know, when I lose the weight, when I'm keeping track of my weight, what happens? When do I relax? Do I feel like, you know, I don't want to do this my whole life? Do I feel like, you know, just one, you know, just taking a week off will be okay? Look for the patterns because you've lost, you put on weight, you lose weight, and that pattern we know that pattern. It's the ebb and flow. So see if you can find things that may lead to it. For example, are you able to lose weight during certain seasons of the year? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you're in a good relationship? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you have hobbies or friends or that there are diversions or when there aren't diversions? Look for the patterns, because patterns are really what define our behavior to a very large extent. And if you're, and clearly, I mean, the good news about weight gain and weight loss is it's such an obvious pattern. So it's not subtle at all. And see if there's something that you can discern that makes it easier for when you hit a certain weight. Is that the one that you say, okay, I can't get any heavier than this? When you lose a certain weight, does that sort of make you feel, okay, well, I'm on the path, so I'll be okay? My guess is that part of it, independent of whatever personal patterns you find, is there is the sense that all of us have, I think, when we're dealing with an issue of, okay, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. It's really exhausting. So is there a way to either take a break, a short break that doesn't completely undermine us, or is there a way of not taking a break and still relaxing into a situation? And either of those are probably useful to figure out, and part of it just depends on personality type. For example, that people who work out day after day after day after day after day quite often get to a point where, in fact, I talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that boomers, we're the group that started the fitness craze. We're the ones who jogged and worked out and did aerobics and did jazzercise and all the stuff, Zumba. And for most of us now, we've gotten, because we've been doing it for 30 years, we've stopped doing it. In some ways, we are the most fit group that has ever walked the planet, and in some ways we've gotten really careless about it. And I think part of it is just we've just been doing it for so long, and so you get to the point where you think, okay, it's just not interesting, it's not fun, and whatever benefit I've gotten, I've already gotten. Or it may just be that subconsciously all of us who are working out thought, well, okay, I'm never going to get old, and all of a sudden, whoops. What do you mean? I've been doing sit-ups for 25 years. So how come I have this little pop belly? Well, that's called gravity, folks, and there's not a whole lot you can do about that. And you can sit up till the cows come home, and you're still going to have it. And so is that? And I think what each of us need to understand is, as you say, Joe, it's not only the aesthetics of it. What do I want to look like? How I want to feel? But how I'm willing to spend my time? What I expect in terms of a payback for it. And it may be that at 37, you're not going to lose weight as quickly as you did at 15. You're not going to keep it off as readily. And maybe there's a way that you can find that says, what I will do is instead of weighing myself once a month, I'll take my blood pressure once a month. And instead of worrying about how many pounds I lose, I'll worry about my salt intake and what my blood pressure is. I mean, I think that you look for the patterns, look for things that make some sense, look for things that are out of the pattern as well that work for you.
Okay.
Does all of that make some sense?
Yeah, it does, because my determination is I just want to be a size healthier. I don't weigh myself anymore at all.
Okay.
I don't. I know I lost 50 pounds only because I put on clothes the other day and they fell off me. So I know what size I am in the certain clothes, but
good for
I do
you.
Not weigh myself. I will never weigh myself again. Only time I weigh myself is when I go to the doctor. But I'm going to use everything you said, and if I have to call you back in a couple of months and let you know how I went. But I will start looking at my journals more and look at more of my patterns.
Absolutely.
Because I just found that one pattern. I need to look for more patterns.
Absolutely. And begin experiment. Be willing to experiment. Say, okay, what if I, instead of doing my diet for a week at a time, what if I did it for 10 days at a time and then took 2 days off and then went back? Be willing to experiment with a little bit. And I don't know whether or not you do this with a group, but especially the internet has made it, I think that Overeaters Anonymous and Weight Watchers and things like that have always said, you know, groups really work, especially when it comes to this kind of behavior. And I've told the story before about my brother and I was trying to finish my dissertation and he had something and I said, okay, whoever doesn't get this done by the end of the month has to buy the other one dinner. And since he lives in Colorado and I live in New York, It's going to be an expensive proposition, but very motivating. All right. Joe, go do some more work. If you need me, I'm here, sugar. All right?
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Dorothy, you're next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a book called Fat is a Feminist Issue, which came out, you know, probably a decade ago, which is a really important thing. Men don't really worry about weight nearly as much as women do. Of course, men don't worry nearly as much about how they look as women do, but different, you know. It's not guys' fault. It's us who are sort of neurotic about it, not them. Dorothy, thanks for being so patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening about the weight issues and just wanted to share real quickly. About 2.5 years ago, I joined Overeaters Anonymous HOW program, lost 85 pounds in about
wow.
a year, and I've kept it off for a year and a half.
Wow.
The first time I've kept weight off for more than a month in my adult life, but it's learning, one, to get rid of sugar.
Okay.
And you get that out of the system, and then the craving goes away for
yeah.
at least most of us. Mm-hmm. And not eating, binge eating, and not eating mindlessly. And there are some parameters or some, you know, guidelines and tools that we use, but it works. Or
yeah, yeah, it really does. There's, you know, it's not magic. It's sort of calories in, calories out. And I'm one of those people, you know, I think there are really different personalities and different body types. And so I think, for example, some people do better eating before they work out, and some people do better after. I've always felt like I need to get most of the protein in my body before about 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Eating late at night just doesn't work for me, even though in theory it's just calories in and calories out. But I think each of us have look, after we've been alive in our body for a while, we know what works and what doesn't work. But so for you, it was what was just the sugar? Was that the major component? What was the issue for you?
Well, sugar was a major component, but compulsive eating, which is, you know, I could be totally stuffed to the gill and still go back for one more bite. It's once I start, I just don't stop. And I had to learn, of course, like you said earlier, you have to eat. We have
yep.
to take in nutrients. But I take it in with a different attitude now.
What's the change?
One, I commit my food. I write it down before I eat it, not after.
Yep, yep.
You know,
that's an excellent one.
Yeah, most diets you journal after you put it on your plate and eat it.
Yeah, and then by then it's too late, isn't it?
Yeah, because then who knows how much you've done. For me, I put it in, I write it down beforehand, the day before. I have a sponsor, like an AA person would, and I let them know what I'm going to have for the day.
So you plan your menu a day in advance?
I usually plan it the night before, yep. And I know everything. If I have to change it, I can change it. But I pretty well know.
Huh.
My diet is set through a nutritionist. It's not a fad diet. It's something that works for my body type and for my tastes and my needs. It's nothing that, it's not a cookie cutter program. It's individualized.
For you. Yeah, I think that when I sort of said to people, you know, that if you can intervene in that unconscious eating, you know, that your elbow bends and your mouth opens, that if you write things down before you put anything in your mouth, including water, including a potato chip, it breaks that cycle of mindlessness that you have to think about it. But I love yours of doing it. When do you put down snacks? Do you put what do you do the night before? Tell me what a typical sort of assignment looks like for the next day.
Okay, well, I will have my breakfast, and I usually would have like 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, and I weigh everything. I have a scale,
mm-hmm.
and I weigh my food. Everything gets weighed. So like I said, maybe 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, an English muffin, which I've checked for the sugar content. It's got to be 5th or below, or I don't buy it.
Okay.
2 teaspoons of butter, 8 ounces of milk, and I'll eat that about between 8 and 8:30.
Because that's a pretty healthy breakfast.
It's a great breakfast, and
yeah.
it keeps me going. And then about 11 o'clock, 10:30, I will have half a banana or 4 ounces of apple, whatever. So I have my fruit. Lunchtime will be 8 ounces, maybe of some sort of vegetable, like a salad. Ounce of dressing, 4 ounces of chicken, or 3 ounces of chicken, an ounce of cheese, and maybe an ounce and a half of Triscuits. And that's my lunch. And then afternoon snack will be another fruit of some sort and maybe 3/4 of an ounce of popcorn. And then dinner will be pretty much the same as lunch as far as size goes. But then I add another 8 ounces of milk and another maybe teaspoon of butter, so I get a little bit more fat. And then I have a snack right before I go to bed, which is fruit.
Wow, so how many calories is that a day, or do you not bother with calories?
It's around 2,000 calories a day.
Wow. And I mean, I'm just thinking, as you were talking about that, that's about at least 50% more than I eat.
And but I've lost and maintained, and it's...
That's great.
Yeah, and...
how old are you?
I'm 58.
Good for, are you single or married?
I'm single right now.
Okay. So would that work in, I mean, do you go out for dinner ever with friends or anything of that sort? So you have to, do you do any restaurant eating or not?
Yeah, I do. I keep it simple. I don't order anything that's kind of pre-mixed. I keep the sauces away because you don't know what's in them.
Yep.
But I might like a steak and a baked potato, sour cream, butter. Whatever vegetable they have. I watch the dressings because so many salad dressings are more sugar than they are anything else. So maybe a blue cheese blue cheese is usually pretty good, or just oil and vinaigrette. But I go out occasionally. I enjoy it, but I don't do it a lot. I'm dating right now, and I am very supportive by my boyfriend. He helps me with anything. If he's going to cook, he says, "Well, what can you have again? How much?"
Well, bless his heart.
I bring with me to the table. I bring a scale with me at the restaurant, and I weigh in front of everybody. I don't care. I said, at 58 years old, I don't care what people think about me.
Well, good. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a great job. I mean, because you're eating, it's high protein, low carbs, and over what period of time have you lost the 85 pounds?
Just under a year. I do go to a meeting every week with others. I talk to people every day that's in program, and that helps a lot because you got that support, and I couldn't do it without that.
Well, so, I mean, you're doing a spectacular job, and I really love the idea of planning the meal the day before. And really, you've got a path set out for yourself. And I think that makes binging a lot less likely. Do you do any of the kind of thing I was suggesting that Joe do is every once in a while just say, okay, today I could do whatever I want to do, or is that just not part of the plan right now?
That's not part of my plan. I could not. I'd be like an alcoholic taking one glass of wine at a special occasion. I'd be done, and I don't know if I could do it again.
Okay.
So I don't take the risk. It's not worth it to me.
Okay.
Arthritis. My arthritis is in control. I went back into tap dancing. It's a blast.
Good for you. I think you're truly inspirational. I'm so glad you called, and thank you so much for waiting to talk with us, because I think it sounds like such a great plan for you. So congratulations. Keep us informed. And
thank you.
It sounds like you got a great boyfriend there. Hang on to him as well.
Do.
Yeah, there you go.
Fantastic one. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
599-3756-9. So we've got about, what have we got here, about 25 minutes or so until Nate sort of bids me goodbye and goes and gets his teddy bear and his blankie and puts on his jammies and sleeps until, what, about 6 o'clock today? 6 o'clock tonight? Well, that's not very long. What time do you have to be back at work?
Fortunately, not until Tuesday at 8 p.m.
All right.
8 p.m. or 8 a.m.?
8 p.m. But I'm actually meeting a friend tonight, picking him up from the airport around 9 p.m., and then taking him out somewhere in the morning at 8 a.m. So, yeah.
You are a good friend.
Sleep is, it's oh, man, it's
problematical.
Dreamy. It's so dreamy.
Well, look, if you go home right after here, you can get like 5 or 6 hours. He can't. Why don't you get him an Uber or something so you can sort of be the generous host and sleep in? Although, as I just said, sleeping in is not very good for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he was arranging for something else, too, because he's
All right.
a good friend, too.
All right. Better be a good friend. But are you able to go to sleep as soon as you get home?
I will try, and I am probably almost tired enough to, yes, unhelpably fall asleep.
Yeah, in the first three
really,
seconds, yeah.
Really
when I used to, I at one point worked overnight on the weekends, and I knew I would not have a life unless, so I would get home at about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and sleep until about noon, and then get up and try and have a life during the week, so... Because otherwise, I mean, you're asleep when other people are awake, and awake when other people are asleep.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work all that well, as you've undoubtedly figured out.
I am doing it.
There you go. All right, so I thought what we'd talk about, just because it's really interesting, I was talking about it over the weekend. And I, like everybody else, has a number of gay friends, and a number of gay friends of mine have gotten married. And it's really interesting watching the phenomenon of gay men who didn't really understand what marriage was going to be like. And one of my statements has always been that we straights have really screwed up marriage badly enough that we should give somebody else a shot at it and let, you know, gay people be miserable as we are. But, and I was being facetious, kind of tongue-in-cheek. But it turns out to have some reality to it in that I think if you're one of those people, I mean, because most of the people I know are adults, and I think a lot of them didn't think that in their lifetime that gay marriage would be legalized. And it's still not in many states, but it's certainly a trend. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a reasonable trend. I don't think the state should tell you who you're allowed to love. I don't think gay rights are anything but human rights. But gay marriage is turning out, I think, for an awful lot of gay men to be a great deal more complicated than they thought it was. Because as straight folk, most of us have figured, especially women, but a large part of men as well, have figured, well, we'd probably at some point in our life marry. Even though the statistics, as I said, came out last week, that for the first time, there are more single people than married people in the United States. Just slightly more, it's 50.2%. But still, that's extraordinary, extraordinary change in terms of the demographics. But if you're like me, first of all, you grew up assuming that at some point you probably marry. You watched your parents' marriage very carefully. That you sort of read books about it, you read novels about it, you paid attention to it. So you were sort of prepared, if not for the reality of marriage, at least you'd given a lot of thought to it, and it was something more than, especially if you were a grown-up, it was something more than just getting married in the white dress. And I think to a very large extent that men are not heterosexual men are not as prepared for marriage as women are because they haven't thought about it as much. And the joke is that, you know, all the groom has to do is show up, not throw up on his shoes, and not be completely hungover or drunk at his wedding. And then the fun begins, which is the two of people trying to negotiate with one another about how you actually put together a life. And historically, men have gone off to work, and so their marriage was really something they came home to, including their children. And it's only been relatively recent that all of a sudden women are saying, no, I want you as a full participant. I want you to talk to me. I want you to seduce me. I want you to cherish me. That it's a partnership, buddy. And so I think for a lot of men, that's been certainly a change than what their grandfathers did, what their fathers did. And I think for gay men, that they've been even less prepared for it than straight men. And as a result, it's this very painful and interesting, or maybe that's the wrong order, maybe interesting and painful to watch how complicated marriage really is. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're straight or gay. Marriage is complicated and difficult and changing and full of huge negotiations. And the person I was talking to is straight, as am I, lamentably. Or maybe not lamentably, it just is. I think, you know, that I think that being a gay woman these days probably has a little more cachet than being a straight woman. I don't think being a straight woman has ever had much cachet to it, to be quite honest. But what can I tell you? That how the negotiations work, how the travel works, how money works, how sex works, and especially for an awful lot of gay couples, think about it, the way that they primarily define themselves was in terms of their sexuality, right? I don't know very many heterosexual couples who go around and say, I'm heterosexual, right? I mean, we say we're lawyers or we're doctors or we work out or that we're, you know, whatever, but we don't really define ourselves primarily in terms of our sexuality, whereas historically gay men have. And that whole issue needs to be renegotiated within the context of a marriage, because marriage is about commitment and fidelity. Which isn't to say that there weren't gay couples who practiced commitment and fidelity before marriage was legal, which it's only partially legal in the United States. But the adjustments that it's taking, and apparently that gays are divorcing at a much higher rate than straights, and I think part of it is just the confusion between what a marriage is and what a wedding is, or what a wedding is and what a marriage is. The wedding part is easy and fun. The marriage part is tough stuff. And being a lover is not very hard. Being a spouse is got to be one of the most difficult definitions on the planet. And I think what's happening is a large portion of the population, and it's not that gay men were, well, the way it was, I was going to say, it's not that they're not sophisticated, not that they're not smart, but I was going to say not that they're naive, but I think that's exactly the word. That thinking, well, gee, you know, we're smart and we're educated and we're adults and we're not necessarily distracted by kids, although a lot of gay marriages have children as part of it. And it's just, I think we're really a society in transition, and marriage is in transition as well. And part of me as a sociologist, you know, is kind of fascinated by this. Part of me as a psychologist just feels great empathy of how really hard marriage is and how complicated and how multifaceted and how it has essentially nothing to do with why marriage was invented in the first place. You know, you hear me all the time talk about marriage was invented probably in about the 6th century. And it was basically a political alliance. It was a political economic alliance, because, and women were the chattel, that you wouldn't raise war on your grandchildren. So that women were kind of the coin of the realm to say, all right, we'll create this alliance. It's a way of passing on wealth. And most marriages were arranged. Women certainly had no say-so. Average life expectancy at the time of Christ was 30. And women, neither men nor women hit puberty until probably late teens at earliest. 50% of women died in childbirth. Men didn't marry till they were somewhat established. And so if you were really lucky and really healthy, your marriage may last for like 10 years. And if you flash forward, life expectancy now for both men and women is over 80. And the assumption is if you're alive today, your average life expectancy may be as much as 125 years. I mean, think about that. Get married at 20. Could you imagine being married for 100 years? And there are people who have been married for 75 years. So it's just a completely different set of expectations, or the expectations probably have not changed. Well, they have, actually, because women don't just want a provider, somebody who, you know, comes home to them and gives them children and doesn't beat the daylights out of them. They want someone to take them dancing and someone to talk with them and someone to cherish them. And I mean, we're asking very different things of men than have really been asked of men historically, and men are asking different things of women. They want us to stay young and vibrant and cute and interested in them and all sorts of things, not to mention the fact that most women now statistically work outside the home, and that changed everything as well. So, interesting phenomenon, interesting, like Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. I've got time for maybe one or two phone calls if you want to call right this moment, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Apparently, we're still getting lots of... I talked with John this morning, and we're aware that you can get the podcast. It's just a little bit different. So if you go to drjoy.com and just follow the instructions, you guys are smart. I know it's not exactly the way it was before,
But you'll figure it out, right? And in the meantime, I know that you're used to getting me on TuneIn or iTunes, and we're working on it. All right, so we are not unaware, and hopefully by the time you get on there, I know September 5th was the last time that you had it. So and hopefully once we get it on there, they'll get the back podcasts on there as well. In the meantime, you really can go to drjoy.com, and you can get the podcast. You can also go to I think it's gcnlive.com. Is that right, Nate?
That is correct.
Okay, you can get them there as well. So there are ways of getting it. I know you guys don't like change, and speaking of which, did you see that? I already told you, right? So I can't have you guess about how many iPhones were sold in the first week, because it's been out been a whole week? I think it's been a whole week.
Yeah, I think so.
10 million iPhones, and a lot of people think it's not, you know, that iPhone, that the Samsung is a better phone. What do you have?
I have, what do I have?
You have an orange juice can with a string attached.
Pretty much. I have a very sad phone at me.
Very bad. Well, all of our phones are bad.
I've got a Droid. It works okay.
But I thought your brother worked for the phone company. You should have a better phone than that.
I know. I'm really weird about this stuff. I don't want new stuff.
I don't want new. I like old.
Well, I just... It's
I'm a Luddite.
I want to wait for them to update.
Well, I agree with you. So go get the 5.
Yeah, no. I'll get a 3. I would go get it. They know what's wrong with that.
I think people will pay you to take the 3.
They probably will.
I think, yeah. Well, I told you, my phone company said, okay, we'll give you a 5. I thought, that's great.
That's right.
But I already had a 5. But that was okay anyway. It was great. I have a green phone now, and it's so cute. And I have a green, I mean, it looks like Kermit.
Phone. You don't have a case for it, but it's green underneath?
Well, no, it's the i5C, which is the color. So it's only green. It's lime green.
Oh, that!
I had the cover before. I had the white phone, and I had a cover for it. But it turns out Apple, being the clever marketing folks that they are, is that nothing fits. You know, even though the charger actually fits, surprise, but the case doesn't work on this one. So far I don't have it in the case. I just carrying it around.
It's fresh new stuff every time.
No, I'm. They, you said they crash them?
No, I said fresh new stuff.
Yeah, no, they do it. They clearly do. And Apple certainly has an eye toward. Well, I guess that's why they call the iPhone toward fashion and toward image. I mean, they really do great modeling. But 10 million phones. But as I said, I was talking with my daughter about it over the weekend, and I said, sooner or later, someone is going to make a killing by having a smartphone that you can actually hear on. Because no one, I mean, they're all great. They're great for email. They're great for weather. They're great for games. They're great for texting. They suck when it comes, you can't hear anybody.
Well, I'm really glad that I don't have one then, because...
Well, but it's not just this one. It's any phone. You can't hear on your phone either.
No, I do feel more comfortable plugging in headphones to my phone.
Well, but still, I mean, it's still, you can't hear very well. I mean, the other person can't hear you, and that's why everybody talks too loud, and that's why we all know what's going on with everybody's life, because...
We need better satellites and radio towers, you mean.
Well, we need better everything. We need better software, we need better hardware, we need...
You're a scientist? Come on.
That's true. I am. And somebody's going to be able to do it. And when you actually have a phone that you can hear on your cell phone as well as you could hear on a landline, somebody's going to make a killing. And it seems to me that that's not what they're focused on. Unfortunately, they're focused on faster, which doesn't help at all. And did you know in Thailand there are more cell phones than toilets?
I was just going to say planned obsolescence is leaving a lot more piles of stuff than it is helping.
Well, but like my phone company, God bless them, said we will take your phone and we will either give you money for it and sell it to somebody else, or we will recondition it and give it to a woman shelter. So I think those are kind of cool kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we support both of those. And in fact, there was I was doing some work with I think it was AT&T at one point, and I don't, because somebody called me from Canada and said that they didn't have that program. So we're, this was a couple of years ago, we were trying to work on getting on in Canada as well, because it's a very valuable thing to give, to recondition the phones and just give them to people who specifically need them, who may not be able to afford the phones. Well, the phones now, whenever they put out a new phone, the old phone becomes really cheap, like giveaway. So, Nate, it may be time to get a new phone.
Oh, jeez.
All right, you don't have to. Here's the deal. Nap, then phone. You may be much more willing to get a new phone once we've got a new nap. So we got to meet each other today, and that's it? This is, you know, this is where we're done?
Oh, jeez, when you say it so sad like that.
You're such a typical man. You know, yeah, let's go out. You know, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Wow. I had one of those this last weekend. I didn't do it, and it's a very close friend of mine. But, man, the stare that I got from this Libra woman, my goodness, she was, that was so cold. I am a man, but I wasn't that man.
You weren't?
No.
Was this a date that we had?
No, it wasn't even a date. That was the whole thing. It was.
She just gave you the stink eye?
She's a really close friend, and some other things were going bad in her life, and I think she wanted more than I was giving, and that's where it ended up. Oops.
See, we could have spent the whole hour talking about your problem.
I know.
Yeah,
well,
I got so many more, dear.
So maybe, yes, I'll come and kick Shane off sometime and we'll...
Exactly. We'll just, or just call in. Just call in and you can disguise your voice. And see, this is... We should have dissected him earlier. This is typical, though, with a therapist, is that people will talk with me about the weather for the first 50 minutes, and then with 2 minutes left in the air, they'll say, oh, by the way, I'm suicidal.
Yep.
So, by the way, you got dumped this weekend, huh?
No, I didn't. It wasn't anything like that. That's why it was so weird.
It wasn't, you know, she just got mad at you?
Yeah.
You were just a representative of the male species?
Yes, especially one that was supposed to be closer than any of the other males.
You were supposed to be closer, or your friend was supposed to be, and you just got caught in the crossfire?
Yeah, she...
You were a target of opportunity.
She had two relationships that did not go well in the week following, and was really looking for someone to be close with, and I just was not close enough. So, yes, I was definitely being a boy.
Dear, collateral damage. You know, if you can, I don't know. See, we should have taken care of this earlier in the program. I could have saved your life for you.
I know.
All right. Later, baby. 855-99, Dr. Joy. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.